Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Luke, the force is strong with you.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan.
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that. You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Good afternoon and happy Tuesday to everyone. And I don't typically mean that in the standard spelling of the word, the T-U-E-S-D-A-Y. Today is actually Tuesday. It's T-W-O-S-D-A-Y. It is February 22nd, 2022. It is a Tuesday. And you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I am your host, Luke Mathers. Brian is off making the station bigger and better, tuning up some of our AM signals. And so he is braving these icy road conditions this afternoon to improve the station. So I am flying solo here on Dueling Tangents. You are listening to me on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. Here in Madison, broadcasting from the Solidarity Realty Studios. Still got that brand new studio smell. And you're also listening to me on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM out of Waukesha. And so really glad to have you all join me this afternoon. If you'd like to join this great show, share your tangent with me and have some dueling tangents with me as the host, give me a call, 844-967-2789. You can also text that number. So it's a Tuesday afternoon. Like I said, the roads are icy. And today, one of the first things I want to lead off with is it is the 42nd anniversary of one of the things that I can one of the greatest sporting events that I believe has ever occurred. And so I'm going to play a quick clip for you in the listening audience. But today is the 42nd anniversary of the Miracle on Ice. And so this is a little short clip from that movie, Miracle. It's a Disney movie where Kurt Russell plays Coach Herb Brooks.
Great moments are born from great opportunity. And that's what you have here tonight, boys. That's what you've earned here tonight. One game. If we played them 10 times, they might win 9. But not this game. Not tonight. Tonight, we skate with them. Tonight, we stay with them. And we shut them down because we can. Tonight, we are the greatest hockey team in the world. You were born to be hockey players. Every one of you. And you were meant to be here tonight. This is your time. Their time is done. It's over. I'm sick and tired of hearing about what a great hockey team the Soviets have. Screw them. This is your time. Now go out there and take it.
That just gives me all the feels. Brian and I did get a chance to talk today, and I had shared with him the fact that this was the 42nd anniversary of the Miracle on Ice, and he was like, you know what, you got to start off the show by playing just that. And so that's what I wanted to play for you folks. You are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian, just flying solo this afternoon because Brian is off improving the station, but it is the 42nd anniversary of the Miracle on Ice. It is the Tuesday here, February 22nd, 2022. It also happens to be my 28th birthday. So I am taking your tangents, 844-967-2789. But I miss that. The fact that we were hearing President Biden earlier today address the nation with what is the events that are transpiring right now in Ukraine with Russia invading, the fact that we are currently experiencing the tensions rise again that a lot of people thought would not be coming back so quickly after the end of the Cold War. It's pretty outstanding. And so we're going to dive a little bit further into that. I did not have the time to listen to the entirety of President Biden's remarks earlier today. But let's dive into some Wisconsin headlines. So as the notion of the show is dueling tangents, we've got some dueling legislative sessions going on here at the Wisconsin Capitol in Madison today. So both the State Assembly and State Senate are in session, and they're covering a variety of different topics. The State Assembly is diving into a number of education bills that would work to overhaul the education system here in Wisconsin, from banning classes, public school classes, from being able to teach topics of systemic racism and diversity, to overhauling the voucher and expanding the voucher program here in the state of Wisconsin, and drastically remaking the education system, the public education system that we have here in our state. And on the other hand, we have the state Senate, who is hearing a number of bills that would overhaul the election process here in the state of Wisconsin. And they want to be able to continue to pull back and make it more difficult, put up more hurdles for Wisconsinites to be able to go and vote, changing absentee ballot rules and regulations, and to change who is responsible for overseeing the administration of our elections here in Wisconsin, because the Government Accountability Board being changed to the Wisconsin Elections Commission wasn't a good enough change. Again, for all you folks out there listening, that was a Republican-authored Wisconsin Elections Commission. That is something that was constructed during the former Walker administration that the Assembly, which is still run by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, signed off on. It is a creation of their own design, and now it is not good enough. They want to change it and further partisan and give partisan control over the administration process. And so that's what's going on in the state Senate. So two dueling legislative sessions going on there. Fortunately for what I believe, fortunately for Wisconsinites, we have Governor Tony Evers, who I do not believe will be entertaining legislative proposals. They were most likely to be vetoed. So I would like to hear, though, this is the question I pose to the listening audience, 844-967-2789. Which of these legislative sessions is potentially more dangerous for the future of Wisconsin if they were to be enacted? Is it the Republican takeover of our elections, or is it the Republican takeover of the state's education system? Because don't get me wrong, I believe both of them are bad. Neither of them are the direction that I believe a majority of Wisconsinites want to see the state go in. Because, again, the last statewide elections, Wisconsinites in all statewide elected positions put in Democrats into power. They wanted to see a change from the former Walker administration and the way that unified Republican control was taking the state. There was a referendum given to the governor, the lieutenant governor, state treasurer, and the attorney general here in the state of Wisconsin. And these proposals, I do not believe, reflect where a majority of Wisconsinites stand. But the state assembly and the state Senate are up at the state capitol today on this icy Tuesday, debating these measures. And I want to know what you think is worse. 844-967-2789. The Republican takeover of state elections or the Republican takeover of the education system? Because both of them have very vastly different ramifications if they were to be passed. If Rebecca Clayfish or Kevin Nicholson or Representative Timothy Rantham were to be elected governor in the fall here in 2022, this is the outline that Republicans in the state assembly and state senate are showing us that they would like to take the direction in. And so there is a possibility that these blueprints that are being debated today, maybe not this legislative session, but in a legislative session down the road, could be the direction that we have to see the state of Wisconsin go if we're not involved and we're not participating. 844-967-2789. I got a text in from Darren in Fort Atkinson. And Darren, you're telling me you feel that both are going to be bad for Wisconsin no matter what time period it is. So that could be very well true. Either of these legislative proposals could just be blueprints, and they could both have really bad ramifications. And if the political dice fall where they may this fall with the election, the re-election of Tony Evers, or the election of say one of these Republican candidates that are running in this now crowded Republican primary for governor here in the state of Wisconsin, things could be drastically different. And maybe Kevin Nicholson wouldn't support the same proposals that Rebecca Clayfish would be if, say, one of the two of them were in. But I have a feeling the Republican rubber stamp is going to go on a lot of these proposals, depending on the outcome of this fall's election here in November of 2022. Folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. My friend Brian off making the station, improving things around here in the station. I'm going to be joined, though, real quick here, later in this show by Kirk Bangstad, owner of Monacqua Brewing Company, as well as Sean Fetaplace of the Main Street Alliance, Wisconsin chapter of Main Street Alliance, as well as Sean's doing some regional work now for the Main Street Alliance as well. So we're going to get an update about what's going on Main Street here in the state of Wisconsin. But folks, it is icy one out there. The road conditions are not great. So if you're out on the roads this afternoon, make sure that you are staying safe, driving slow, and taking your time, getting wherever you need to go. But you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I got a number of segments coming up here. We're going to dive into the Wisconsin headlines, taking your calls, 844-967-2789. We're going to be right back.